Welcome to evening prayer on Saturday, 19th, 2020. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid of? Though a host of encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though there is a rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing I have asked for the Lord, and that alone I seek, that may I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of dwelling shall he hide me and set me high upon a rock. Therefore will I offer his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord, that this evening may be holy, great, peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 24. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. The earth is the Lord's and all that fills it, the compass of the world and all who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and it set it firm upon the rivers of the deep. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, or who can rise up in his holy place? For those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up their soul to an idol, nor sworn an oath to a lie, they shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a just reward from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, of those who seek your face, O God Jacob, the Lord of the hosts, he is the King of glory. Lift up our heads, O gates, be lifted up, and you everlasting doors, and the King of the glory shall come. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong, mighty, the Lord who is mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, your everlasting doors, and the King of the glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord hosts, he is the King of glory. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. O Lord of hosts, purify our hearts, that the King of the glory may come in. Your Son, Jesus, our Redeemer. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, unto the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Your salvation is near to those who fear, that the glory may dwell in our land. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that the glory may dwell in our land. Mercy, the truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. The glory may dwell in our land, the glory of the Father. The glory may dwell in our land, the glory of the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your salvation is near to those who fear you. Let us pray. Father, the state of our world convicts us, causes us to cling to you for dear life. The volatile history of mankind's fallen nature is recorded in script. Human history is sacred. The deplorable conditions of our world continue to increase. Bless and heal the world, Father. Come, Lord Jesus. May your love comfort every soul as you can. Bring hope to the hopeless and unity where there is conflict. Motivate us by love to work together, gathering the souls for Christ. Show us our place, Father, and embolden us to obey your direction. While our world is crumbling, God, you remain the same loving, defending, and protecting Father. Amidst the rebellion and the destruction, you reached down to restore us to the light of your presence through Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you, God says. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let no heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In John 14. Let light pierces the darkness. We do not have to succumb to the doom and gloom reality of our society because we have the power of the living God in us through salvation in Christ. Your love forges a path for us. It illuminates the way and the adjustment of our perspective to see past the so many distractions. You are a personal, giving God, creating each of us with a purpose, allowing us to feel your love and extend it to others. May your love rule over our hearts because all life flows through you. Forgive us for allowing the ways of the world to overwhelm us. Help us to be consistent sources of light for all those around us. You see us, God. You hear us. And you, good, and you are fair. Prepare our hearts, Father. Lord, who goes through before us and after us. Repair our wreckage. God of our memories, bless and empower us with spirit-fueled confidence. Lord of our hearts, may we all bring glory and honor to you as shards of light, piercing the darkness, in Jesus' name. Amen. A prayer by Julian Norwick. God of the goodness, give me thyself. For thou art enough for me, and I can ask for nothing less that can be full of honor to thee. And if I ask anything that is less, ever shall I be in want. For only in thee have I all. Amen. For God's not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, a spirit of power, and a sound mind to live each day and glorify his name. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.